Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so glad that you joined me today. It's a beautiful day here in Northern California. The sun is shining, and we couldn't ask for any better weather. And let me see. What shall we start the day off with? How about some don't know? Let's mess things up. I'd like to give a big shout out to the lead singer, Albie Sacramone. He's come through heart surgery recently, and he's doing quite well. We love you, Albie.
Come on, everybody!
Doggy Style has a couple really cute videos out with this song Donut Shop Rock, and they've got one from the great big huge donut hole restaurant, donut shop. It's so cute. And I believe the original one was right here in California. I know we used to have one. I don't know if it's still there or not. And I don't know, somewhere on the way to Inglewood, that's right. On the way to the racetrack, I used to see it. I used to love the racetrack. All those ponies run so pretty. Okay, so I ran across this article in the LA Weekly back in 2013. It's got a picture of a chocolate dripping donut, and it says, which of these donuts are the most punk rock? And they go on to bash punk rock and say some pretty nasty things, but anyway, I'm not going to repeat them. And he's putting in a plug for a Highland Park donut shop called Donut Friend. and it opened back in 2013 and has music critics all stoked because the donuts' names are clever references to their favorite late 90s music. And it says, but what does his donuts have to do with punk rock? And they said, well, we ate a baker's dozen of them and gave them the names that they didn't otherwise have. So to come up with an answer, here they are, ranked from the least to the most punk rock. So number 13 is Bacon 182, a pun on Blink 182. And this is punk rock because actually it's all maple-y and bacony, which makes it more poppy than punk, really. I guess this is not specifically growing up. Okay, and the next one is a chocolate with sprinkles. Number 12 is Rites of Sprinkles. And, of course, it's a pun on Rites of Spring. And this is punk rock because, well, let's be honest, you won't get a piece of past caught in your throat, but you may get some sprinkles caught there. Okay, number 11 is Cream Syndicate, a pun on Paisley Underground's The Dream Syndicate. And this is punk rock because it's got a marmalade bullet with your name on it. Your mouth is on its name. And sure, it's not the punkest rock, but it's really good. All right, so let's have some caffeine with our donuts. Okay, so while you're dunking your donut in that caffeine, let's move on down to punk rock donut number 10. And it's called Drive Like Jelly. And this is punk rock because you'll want to caress it before you devour its golden brown deliciousness. The peanut butter and jelly vibe is delicately more than maybe than hardcore, but it's not complaining. All right, so number 9 is Custard Front, and it's punk rock because it's sweet, cakey guitar notes and doleful chocolate girded vocals is a rich, creamy center. You can't go wrong. All right. Gorilla biscuits. You're going to need a big mouth to fit in all of those vicious bananas and raucous dulce de leche. This donut is for sure better than you. Okay, so now we have Dag Nutty instead of Dag Nasty. And it's punk. I can say this one is a little conservative. But then again, we all know punk can be reactionary. So good you won't want to drop one, let alone four on the floor. All right. Here's some chainsaw fighting.
Like a
number 6 on the donut list is quicksand. And it's punk because it features a pretty boss quince jam, also made with ricotta cheese and bacon, and it won't leave you unfulfilled. All right, number 5 is Jets to Brazil, Jets to Basil. And it's not obvious lemon, yellow, black, but instead a somewhat savory, sweet avenue of balsamic reduction and goat cheese. And there's basil, a pretty little piece of basil on top of your punk rock donut, man. Okay, and you can't forget Jane Doe, okay? And it's a vegan donut, entirely hard in its core, an aggressively delicious egg, dairy-free donut with almond butter, and blueberry jam and chocolate icing, truly a home wrecker. Those ex-Catholic girls. Okay, so moving down the list, number 3 on the punk rock donuts is Fugazi. And you are not what you own. but rather what you eat. And it's no surprise that this is better than a pink Frosty. Number two, Gigi Allman. Of course, Gigi Allman. And this is punk rock, that donut that's drenched in guayvere and is the perfect complement to a side of scum. Oh, scum fucking piss fuck numbers. I can't believe they printed that in the LA Weekly. Okay, so I walked boldly into that one. And number one is Chocolate from the Crip. Okay, sounds like a whole bunch of punk rock fun donuts. Okay, this is my comment on all that. Go home. Brains, some people wouldn't have enough to put around the inside of a Fruit Loop, so take that for what it's worth. I thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back later with more Mystic Records Radio. And don't you forget to put your go home. Have a great day. Bye.